'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend program where we talk about all the latest findings in health and nutrition. We boil it all down for you, and that's why we call it Intelligent Medicine. And you can participate by calling 877-726-8255. And to make it ultra convenient for you, even if you're not listening live to our program, which airs on weekends, perhaps you're listening to the podcast or somehow it's deep in your archives. 877-726-8255 is available to you 24/7, 365. So call that number and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in the program. We got lots to talk about today. Among the stories, boy, we have enough to talk about for three or four programs. So we're going to try and squeeze as much as we can into a couple of hours. We've got a new concerning story about Ozempic and a new potential side effect. It's bound to happen. You know, these drugs are tested on hundreds of individuals, perhaps even thousands, and then they're marketed, and then millions of people take them, and then new emerging side effects emerge. And we also have an interesting story about what's in your beer. Beer drinkers of the world, you may be drinking Weed Killer. 877-726-8255, as I said, is our number. Okay, let's go. It's time for a reckoning. And this is something that I predicted for a long time. Ever since the tobacco industry was indicted for concealing information about the harmful effects of tobacco, which they knew about, and then tried to deny, I thought eventually they'd come around to indicting ultra-processed food in the legal system. And so it has come to pass. Headline, Morgan & Morgan, which is one of the biggest law firms in the country, files lawsuit over allegedly harmful addictive ultra-processed foods. Dateline, Philadelphia, PA, Morgan & Morgan has filed a first-of-its-kind lawsuit, never before. This is unprecedented. Against food industry behemoths Kraft's, Heinz Company, Mondelez International, and others, alleging they specifically engineer their ultra-processed food products to be addictive and market those products towards children, allegedly causing chronic disease in children. Now, in order to file a lawsuit, you need a plaintiff. You can't just say, you know, a lot of Americans are having problems with these things. So you need someone who has suffered damages. That's one of the principles of law. And they found a guy, plaintiff Bryce Martinez, alleges the actions of Kraft, Heinz, and Mondelez International and others have caused him to develop type 2 diabetes and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease by age 16. That is an unprecedented development because kids and young people aren't supposed to develop what used to be referred to as adult onset diabetes and fatty liver. And the lawsuit alleges that Mr. Martinez suffers from severe chronic illness and will live the rest of his life sick, suffering, and getting sicker. Well, showing the crowd. The complaint details the strategic and calculated actions that Kraft Heinz, Mondelez, and others allegedly took to target children with addictive ultra-processed foods, including internal memos, strategic meetings, and the extensive research they allegedly conducted to leverage our biology and neurology to create addictive substances. In other words, to hijack our appetites and our brains to get us hooked on foods that they could profit from. And the lawsuit references scientific research. According to one of the partners at Morgan & Morgan, quote, the story of ultra-processed foods is an egregious example of companies prioritizing profits over the health and safety of the people who buy the products. They say that studies show that ultra-processed foods make up more than 73% of the food in the United States food supply, and 67% of American children's diet on average. They have it all there in the lawsuit. According to Morgan & Morgan, the defendants allegedly maximized their profits at the expense of the health of American children. Sounds a little bit like RFK Jr., right? He's certainly on the warpath against ultra-processed foods. These companies allegedly use the tobacco industry's playbook to target children, especially Black and Hispanic children, with integrated marketing tie-ins with cartoons, toys, and games, along with social media advertising. They utilize athletes and popular figures to endorse colorful breakfast cereals, for example. The complaint cites dozens of studies that demonstrate the widespread health effects of ultra-processed foods, including cancers, cardiovascular disease, irritable bowel syndrome, dementia, and adverse mental health outcomes. And so this is reminiscent of what happened with the tobacco industry, about 30 years ago. Because if you remember the 1999 movie, The Insider, starring Russell Crowe, he plays Jeffrey Wigand, who was a whistleblower against his tobacco industry company, testifying ultimately, and he appeared on 60 Minutes to dish on this, that not only did they know that their products were bad, but they made them highly addictive. They put them out in various forms that made it so people would get hooked on cigarettes and buy more cigarettes. And moreover, they buried the information that showed the harmful effects of their products. So these are the antecedents if you need a lawsuit. Number one, you have to demonstrate that science has to be there to show that something is bad. With cigarettes, it was ultimately unequivocal. We now have lots of emerging science on ultra-processed foods. Although, unfortunately, as I wrote in an article in my newsletter recently, the Dietary Advisory Committee has whiffed on a recommendation that we include ultra-processed foods in the avoid list in our dietary guidelines for Americans. They couldn't come to a decision, but many of them are conflicted. Many of them are on the take from the industry that they're supposed to regulate. So, number two, they had to have known that it's bad. And there's evidence now that food industry behemoths knew all about the harmful effects of the foods that they were purveying. It also has to be demonstrated that the foods are engineered to be addictive. I have here an article from February 2024. A study shows that some ultra-processed foods are as addictive as cigarettes and cocaine. Research has emerged that they are designed to hit the bliss point, that sensory profile where you like food the most. And so this is intentional. They actually develop delivery systems for these harmful ingredients, just as the tobacco industry developed a delivery system for carcinogenic ingredients in their cigarettes. Also, they have to demonstrate the marketing to minorities and kids. Okay? And clearly, they use cartoon figures for harmful breakfast cereals. They use athletes. Often they target minorities so that kids can identify with African-American celebrities. They're conducting a concerted campaign to get kids hooked on these harmful foods at an early age. They're going to be great customers for life. And finally, they have to be in a climate where they're losing government support. And this is happening just as RFK Jr., who's an avowed foe of ultra-processed foods, is about to undergo hearings for his nomination to become Secretary of HHS. And he has said, he is unequivocally opposed to this, in his speech where he endorsed President Trump's campaign, he had this to say: "Today we spend more on healthcare than any country on earth, twice what they pay in Europe, and yet we have the worst health outcomes of any nation in the world. We're about 79th in health outcomes behind Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Mongolia, and other countries. Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Two-thirds of American adults and children suffer from chronic health issues. 50 years ago, that number was less than 1%. So we've gone from 1% to 66%. RFK says, in America, 74% of Americans are now overweight or obese, including 50% of our children. So what's causing this suffering? I'll name two culprits. First and worst is ultra-processed foods. 70% of Americans' children's diet is ultra-processed, which means industrially manufactured in a factory. These foods consist primarily of processed sugar, ultra-processed grains, and seed oils. And so we have a government climate that may be conducive to Morgan & Morgan's lawsuit. In addition, and this harkens back to the Jeffrey Wigand experience, the guy, the insider, the whistleblower portrayed by Russell Crowe in the movie, the 1999 movie, The Insider, that there is intimidation against researchers by ultra-processed food manufacturers. This came out this year. A new research from the University of Bath in the UK shows researchers in the tobacco, ultra-processed food, and alcohol sectors are frequently targeted with identical intimidation tactics. Some of it has to do with deplatforming them. Some of it has to do with attacking their reputations. Who are they to say that these things are harmful? But even more insidious, to a lesser degree, they say, and I'm quoting, there are also instances of surveillance, threats of and actual violence, burglary, bribery, and cyber attacks. They say, the researchers at the University of Bath, our hope is that shining a spotlight on these highly unethical tactics may reduce their chilling effect on improving health and help researchers and advocates understand how to preempt and respond. So it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. Big lawsuit against ultra-processed food manufacturers. And it ultimately may become a class action lawsuit as more and more people join. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality?
Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your recorded phone calls in just a few moments. But first, this glyphosate, commonly known as Roundup, is a weed killer whose use is ubiquitous in agriculture. And it's designed to be used on what are called Roundup-ready crops, crops that are resistant to glyphosate, to just kill the weeds, but not kill the crops. So now we have GMO crops that are glyphosate-resistant. But the problem is that glyphosate is also sometimes used to preserve crops, to prevent them from developing fungal or bacterial overgrowth, so that they can be stored longer. So a high percentage of crops, even non-GMO crops, are now treated with glyphosate. And glyphosate has actually been implicated in cancer. There have been successful lawsuits by landscapers, people who say worked at golf courses and sprayed glyphosate for years and years and years, who developed lymphoma. And there is a clear link scientifically to development of cancer associated with high exposure to glyphosate. But now there's concern that it has entered our food supply. 80% of Americans have detectable levels of glyphosate in their urine. And so, beer drinkers of the world, here's another concern. Recently, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group tested beers to see if they contained glyphosate or residues of Roundup. And it turned out that they did. One of the highest was a beer from China, Tsingtao beer. That was number one. But Coors Light came in with a pretty hefty amount of glyphosate, followed by Miller Lite, Budweiser, Corona Extra, Heineken, Guinness Draft, Stella Artois, and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. The only one that wasn't high was an organic beer called Peak Organic IPA. But the concern is that glyphosate crosses the blood-brain barrier. And in a recent study, Arizona State University researchers demonstrated that mice exposed to glyphosate developed significant brain inflammation, which is associated with neurodegenerative disease and anxiety, including markers very suggestive of increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. So we got to take a look at the pervasive use of glyphosate on our crops and eliminate it from our food supply, because more and more is emerging about its harmful effects. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And in that newsletter, I run down some of the nominees for health-related positions within the incoming Trump administration. We talk about Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, and we talk about, of course, RFK Jr. So it's a 3-part series. Go to drhoffman.com and subscribe if you haven't already. Or you could just go to the website and check out individual articles. All right. 877-726-8255. As promised, we have some recorded calls. Let's hear one of those.
I knew individuals like Hulda Clark, Hannah Kroger, actually trained under them personally. My question is a lot of our problems are parasites, as far as what I've been taught and what I've observed and what I've studied. And I was just wondering your opinion on that. Thank you.
Okay. So you reference some figures, including Hulda Clark, who was a Canadian naturopath. And she had, I think, some interesting theories, but also some kind of eccentric theories. She claimed that all human disease was related to parasitic infection and claimed to be able to cure things like cancer and HIV/AIDS by zapping them with electrical devices, which she incidentally marketed. So I think that that's kind of eccentric. But let's look at the role that parasites play in human disease. First of all, it's an interesting finding that archaeologists have now unearthed evidence. They dug in what essentially was a sewer in the medieval city of Bruges, which is a beautiful, it's a World Heritage Site. It's a wonderful place to visit. And in the Middle Ages, hundreds of years ago, a very high percentage of people suffered from parasites. So that can have a very, very deleterious effect on health. Number one, it increases the risk for iron deficiency anemia and malnutrition because the parasites kind of rob you of some of the nutrients you need, especially iron. And it could also create inflammation. And yes, inflammation can be associated with certain cancers, although the direct link between parasites and cancers is a little circumstantial. A fairly high percentage of people who have undiagnosed digestive problems may harbor parasites. It's really worthwhile looking for parasites in people who have irritable bowel syndrome, for example, that doesn't respond to ordinary dietary manipulation. But I have to say that some of these claims are bizarre and potentially fraudulent. And ironically, Clark herself ultimately succumbed to blood and bone cancer. And, you know, obviously her methods were not adequate to address some of her medical challenges. But, you know, I'm sure there's some good in terms of some of the things that she recommended. I mean, she certainly was a champion of a healthy diet. She promoted something called a liver flush, which they said helped to purge people of gallstones. I'm not entirely sure that works, but also was said to get the parasites out of your bile ducts. Again, that is, I think, kind of a dubious claim. So, you know, there's always a little bit of good. You know, broken clock gets it right a couple of times a day. But for the most part, I think those claims are exaggerated, that cancer is not a parasitic disease. Although we really need to look at the potential infectious connections to certain cancers. For example, do certain viruses trigger cancer? Undoubtedly. Do chronic bacterial infections create the inflammation that sets the stage for cancer? Yes. Could parasites be part of that equation? Yes, in some cases. But overall, I think her claims were over the top. Here's something that is not over the top. And I recently talked to Lex Pelger about a new series of supplements from the good folks at CV Sciences. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. There are several. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with great ingredients like DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or, if you're looking for peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies are gently relaxing with a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, perhaps you're concerned about metabolic problems, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support optimal metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. So for more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All right, this item, and so let's do this item right, because we are concerned about long-term side effects of some of these weight loss drugs. And a lot of people predict, rightly or wrongly, that eventually side effects will emerge so that these drugs will be recalled, which has often happened with even some of the most popular drugs. It's taken sometimes years to discover the long-term adverse effects of some of the drugs that we used to tout as medical breakthroughs. This is not an example of that. I mean, you've got concerns about Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro that they may cause people to lose a lot of weight and lose a lot of muscle and therefore become more frail. That is a real concern. There's also instances of severe gastrointestinal disturbances. Some of you out there may have experienced that. You don't tolerate these medications. Even you can develop life-threatening pancreatitis from these medications, but rarely. Mostly, they're relatively well-tolerated. There are other side effects, and there's a concern also about the mood effects of these drugs, because if they reduce your desire for food, well, maybe they have a flattening effect on your desirable for other pleasurable experiences, thus increasing the risk for depression or even suicide. That's being looked at. This is a new warning, and it has to do with a special case for women who have breast cancer. So let's get this straight. We're not talking about Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro causing breast cancer, increasing the risk of breast cancer. That is not what these new reports are indicating. But for women with a certain type of breast cancer, one of the most serious, life-threatening forms of breast cancer, which is called triple-negative breast cancer, when you are diagnosed with breast cancer, your cell type is analyzed for estrogen and progesterone receptors, and also for HER2 status, which render the cancers more amenable to treatment. The survival and prognosis of women who have HR, have estrogen and progesterone receptor positive breast cancer is better than for those who are so-called triple negative. So here's what they found. The individuals who have triple negative breast cancer, when they take a GLP-1 drug, they are less likely to survive their challenging cancer. What they found was after 2 years, just 28% of women on GLP-1s responded fully to the cancer therapies, which are, by and large, chemotherapy. So after 2 years, just 28% of women on GLP-1s responded fully to the cancer therapies and were clear of cancer. More than twice as many, 63% of those not on GLP-1s were cancer-free. What that suggests, and it's not entirely conclusive, is by no means that these drugs increase the risk of cancer. In fact, they may ultimately, for women who take these drugs, may reduce the risk of cancer, because we know that breast cancer is associated with obesity. Not always, because plenty of rail thin women get breast cancer, but statistically, obesity is associated with a higher risk of breast cancer. So being on these drugs can help you lose weight, which can reduce your overall risk of breast cancer. But if you have triple negative breast cancer, these initial studies are suggesting that maybe it's not such a good idea to stay on these GLP-1 drugs, because due to some yet unknown mechanism, these drugs may interfere with the efficacy of chemotherapy. It's not entirely clear why, and we may never elucidate this. But the concern is that combining chemo with the GLP-1 drugs is a recipe for reducing the efficacy of the chemotherapy in women who have, and this is a minority of women, but in women who have the most dangerous variant of breast cancer, which is triple negative breast cancer. So hopefully this new finding will lead to additional studies and maybe some restraint on the use of these medications in women who suffer from that type of breast cancer. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, number 877-726-8255. Let's take another one of those recorded questions.
Does bee pollen granules or the herb Schizandra berry or the herb Bublirum, could they lower CRP, cardioreactive protein? Thank you.
Okay. So what this caller is asking about is a marker for inflammation. And there are two C-reactive protein tests. One is just a general C-reactive protein, which measures inflammation throughout the body. And it may be raised if you have a cold or if you have an inflammatory disorder, like an autoimmune disease. And then there's something called HS, highly sensitive C-reactive protein, which is more specific to the arteries and is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Although even HSCRP can be affected by some other condition in your body. It's not that clean an indicator of it's just about your arteries. It may be because you've got an infection in your big toe that could raise your highly sensitive C-reactive protein. But that being said, these all have to do with inflammation. And the things that you mention, Bupleurum and Schizandra, these are things from traditional Chinese medicine. And they may have anti-inflammatory properties. But they're not my first go-to for addressing elevated C-reactive protein. And bee pollen granules, well, they may also have some anti-inflammatory activities. But again, they're not my first go-to. So what should you do if you have an elevated C-reactive protein? Well, first of all, you know, let's get down to basics rather than looking at relatively obscure supplements. First of all, lose weight because excess weight is associated with increased inflammation. Okay? So there's no question that that's the case. Also, ultra-processed foods are implicated in inflammation. And I have an article that I'll share with you momentarily, which illustrates that perfectly in a skin condition. So, losing weight and getting on a healthy diet, that's going to make a difference. Among the supplements, which are my favorite, well, actually even multivitamins have been shown in a study to reduce inflammation and reduce C-reactive protein. So just your ordinary multi. But among all the options for vitamins and minerals, specifically, magnesium has been shown to have a CRP lowering effect. I imagine vitamin E and vitamin C and all the antioxidants would have that effect. I imagine vitamin D might have that effect because it's been shown to help autoimmunity. And specifically, fish oil is a really good way to lower your C-reactive protein. And there is an offshoot of fish oil that's even more targeting C-reactive protein, called SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators. These are very helpful. Also, certain anti-inflammatory herbs like boswellan and curcumin. These are definitely associated with reducing inflammation. So you mentioned some things that are a little bit on the, you know, kind of on the C list of things that I would use to address elevated C-reactive protein when there are much more practical, basic measures you can take to reduce inflammation. Oh, by the way, exercise helps to reduce inflammation, but really heavy-duty exercise where you're slamming the weights or maybe you just completed a marathon, that's going to raise your inflammation. So there's kind of a Goldilocks effect of exercise on C-reactive protein. Okay, well, holidays are upon us, and if you need to get a boost to get through another crazy holiday season, well, get the energy you need and fight seasonal fatigue. With ND Factor's holiday sale, from now through January 1st, get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder. That's the one I take. I add it to my shake, which I described in a recent newsletter article. And get a 30-count bottle of patented energy. That's what I take when I'm traveling because it's hard to make a shake. With NT Factor free, that's a $36 value. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. And clinical trials have demonstrated that NT Factor's exclusive formula reduces fatigue by almost half. And it also has an anti-aging effect because if it helps the mitochondria, it helps to slow aging. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And those of you looking for NT Factor on full script, they have some. But the best way and the best way to take advantage of this deal is to go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. Here is an example of how unprocessed foods affect inflammation. New study. Ultra-processed foods implicated in psoriasis activity, an inflammatory disorder of the skin. Researchers say this is a really important concept when we consider food as medicine. It turns out that people who consume higher amounts of ultra-processed foods had a worse prognosis in terms of their psoriasis. Also, a higher BMI, excess weight, was associated with worse outcomes of psoriasis. So there you have it. Diet can have a major impact on inflammatory disorders, which show up on your skin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.